We're it.
Hello, hello, hello.
Welcome back to All of This is Temporary, brought to you by the Nick of Time and the skin of our teeth.
Yeah, we made this one.
Barely. Mm-hmm. Well, that was it. I hope you've enjoyed the show. Today brought to you by Yesterday's Tito's. Yesterday's Tito's, today's problems.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad I only had two. How many shots were you putting in those drinks?
I don't know. I put the ice, and then I put some booze, and then I put the soda water, and then I squeeze a lemon or lime into there. Uh-huh. It isn't really so much about how much I put in there as how many of them I drank.
Well, what I'm curious about is how much Tito's is still left in the bottle, because I don't see the bottle of Tito's anywhere.
I hid it.
You did?
I put it away.
You hid it?
No, I just put it in the bar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There's under half left. It's
under half. Well, I only had two.
Yeah, I had too many. Starting drinking with friends at the bar at 4 o'clock and then continuing is not how I want to spend my Saturdays. You know, a lot of people have goals to do it just like that, and I'm not one of those people.
No, but sometimes it happens.
Sometimes it happens. I don't have to be proud of it, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm not ashamed of it, per se.
I mean, I don't really have any regrets. I had a great time last night.
Yeah, it was fun. We burned some garbage, finally.
Yeah. Yeah, we are good at partying together.
we're good at most things. Yeah. The only thing we're not good at is grocery shopping together.
It's a sore topic.
That's a tough one. I mean, it doesn't have to be a sore topic, but it's just hard. I'm so stressed out by grocery shopping, period, in the first place. I don't like having to go do it. Mm-hmm. When I am there, I just want to go get the shit that I get, some breakfast stuff, some lunch stuff, and some dinner stuff, and then I want to get out. I don't want to have to then also make decisions in real time. I just want to be able to be in my head, shop for things, and go. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's tough.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so wild, like watching people, like the woman who parked her cart in the busiest walkway.
Oh my God, that stressed me out.
And then just staring at the end cap while five people are waiting for her to make her decision on whether she's going to buy the only bag of chips that's in the entire end cap.
Yeah, it's all the same.
And it's like, what? And then she's like,
barbecue,
oh shit.
Barbecue or regular? Like, yeah. If you don't know if you want barbecue or regular, you don't need chips.
Speaking of barbecue, welcome back from Austin, everybody.
Oh, man.
We had such a good time out there. Whistles. Such a good time. Hey, you actually whistled.
Yeah, well, I always have a whistle in the beginning, but then it just goes into just air.
Let's say it peters out.
It peters out.
It even petered out. Mm-hmm. Austin was so fun. Going to chill in the waiting room with all of the other Kill Tony hopefuls was exhilarating, nerve-wracking, and also then very calming because you realize, oh, I'm not going to get called. The chances are very low.
Yeah, halfway through, it's like, all right, chances just get slimmer and slimmer every time they call somebody else up. And I was pretty chill the whole time. And I didn't drink as much as I thought I would. I think because I don't like drinking alone. And I was drinking alone until after the Kill Tony show. But I also saw my first Chuckle Fuckers. Can we say that?
You can say, yeah, Chuckle Fuckers.
Okay, all right.
Chicks that want to bang dudes that are funny.
Yeah, yeah. So...
And they were even kind of cute and young.
They were not that young, baby. It was dark in there.
They didn't seem young to you?
They were in their 30s.
Those ones?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought absolutely. They were early 20s.
No. I mean, oh God, they've done a lot of partying.
Oh, was it like that?
I could tell that they've done a lot of... They've had a lot of late nights.
I didn't really look at them too hard.
That's true. They were behind you. Oh. I have no shame. My people stare.
People staring?
I do. I really do. I stare at people, and I try to cover it up a little bit now sometimes, but no, I like to see what, I don't know, I'm just fascinated, like what people are wearing, what they're doing, just full of judgment inside of myself.
Hey, what do you think? Should we just put funny cat videos on the TV the whole time we're talking?
We did just spend over 30 minutes. I kept looking at the time. I'm like, okay, when it's 1 o'clock, I mean, that's when I got to get up. And then it was like 1:15. And I was like, 1:15, that's the cutoff. And then I just did not.
It's so easy to lay down sometimes and just scroll on the talk, looking at little short videos.
I don't do it very often, so I really do love it.
It's learning what I like very quickly. It's learning what it does. Mm-hmm. If you watch one video from start to finish, it'll just show you a bunch of that same video.
So we just watched a lot of animals being funny.
Yeah, cats on TV.
I mean, God, we're simple.
Yeah, you want to start a successful Instagram, just put your funny cat on TV. Yeah. That's it. That's all you got to do.
Austin was great, and Austin, it stole my heart. It really did. I mean, I love Arizona. I really do, but it's been pissing me off lately.
This morning's breakfast was horse shit. It's like they...
Get out of town.
In Arizona, they just expect you to accept whatever fucking garbage they're putting on your plate. And then versus the places, like every place we went in Austin was like they're trying to make something delicious and interesting using multiple flavors and flavor combinations to get a dish that is unique and fun and enjoyable. And out here, it's just eat it. Eat it. It's on the plate. You eat it. Like this morning, we went out to a cafe. We're not even going to say the name of it because it sucked.
The name is very misleading because it does not have a heart or a soul.
Yeah. Well, they changed... They changed everything, it seems like.
They did, except for the sign.
Including how to cook eggs. You asked for crispy hash browns. They brought out shoestring fries, I'm pretty sure.
Those are shoestring fries.
So, yeah. That's what you had. Uh-huh. They looked like they were like fried like sticks. No, they were fried for sure. Deep fried. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not what I wanted.
Then your eggs over medium were clearly microwaved. Uh-huh. And... It's just embarrassing. Like, they're just taking a shit on a plate.
They didn't even put butter on my toast, damn it. Like, the one thing you can't really mess up.
Toast. Yeah. Come on. You don't burn it, and then you put butter on it. I mean, these are the rules of toast.
And who puts hominy in their green pork chili? Hominy does not go in green pork chili. Not when it's, like, a sauce topping.
Green chili pork, yeah.
Green pork chili.
Green chili pork.
Tomato.
Oh, yeah. Well, you need to clean your cat. I know I'm supposed to say my girlfriend needs to clean her cat, but... I am pretty excited about the Blue Origins joke. Everyone that I've told it to laughs at it, so that's a good one.
Yeah, they're being nice.
They're being nice to me, yeah.
That's a good joke. Oh, there's my book. I don't have any words this week because...
Why don't you swallow that frog down?
I don't have any words. Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I don't notice it. How do you not hear it? I don't know. I need you to point it out.
When you have a bubble in the back of your throat.
It takes me like a few words and then...
Yeah.
But you pointed out before I realized
it. I mean, I can hear it before it happens. I'm like, oh, I hear the swallow. I hear the air. I hear the bubble. She's going to talk anyway. Well, okay. Let's see how this goes.
I was going to say, I don't have any words this week because I don't feel like I should because I'm not really reading anymore. Yeah. You know, it's kind of a stretch.
Well, we'll do the Blue Origin joke. Blue Origin is the company, Jeff Bezos' rocket ship company, where he just recently sent 7 pop stars and ladies of the night up into space, quote unquote, and back.
He sends strippers up there?
Low Earth orbit. Well, they all, to me, are the same. They're just being... These women got lambasted. Oh, you gotta take the headphones off and then untwist that twist in the cord. Rotate it other way. There you go. One, there you go. That should do it. And so now people are taking rides in rockets and just going up and coming back down. But one of the ideas when they founded the company was that one possibility for a use of the company would be to take trash, to send trash into space and try to fix this trash problem we've got here. But obviously they abandoned those plans because all those chicks made it back. And it just makes me happy. Mm-hmm. Just to call all of them trash.
I guess their business idea didn't work out after all. The trash came back.
We finally rid ourselves of that horrendous Pope. So
everybody loves this Pope.
Yeah, because he was all about the gays.
Yeah, yeah. That's not very godlike.
No.
God hates the gays.
I know. Everybody knows that. Yeah.
Pope can't just change God.
Well, maybe God changed his mind and then told the world through the Pope.
It's okay. We got to work on our PR. Uh-oh. Are we not recording again?
Well, it is recording, but it just went very blank. So
it's what happens in my brain sometimes.
Let's see.
Okay.
Well, so as we were saying about the Pope before, I don't know, sometimes technology just takes over. And I'm sorry, iPhone, whatever I did that made you upset. Was it because I was making fun of the Pope and how God...
Oh, shit. God, yeah, the Pope didn't like that.
Right when you said that God's against the gays, it blurred out. Like,
oh really?
Is it woke?
That's weird.
Did it woke?
Oh shit!
Did it just woke up?
It woke us. We just got woked.
Wakanda. So anyway, yeah, isn't that really nothing like a derailer to really derail your podcast?
I know, we were on such a roll,
isn't it? Yeah, low energy today. Mm-hmm. But you know, that's okay.
That's okay. Yeah, you're raw dogging it today. You don't have water. You don't have any kind of beverage.
I got nothing.
Wow.
I'm hungover. It's so
you
dumb.
You were passed out. I know in the early mornings. I know when you're gonna have a hangover based on how hard you're sleeping when I wake up.
Yeah, was I snoring?
No, you weren't making noise, but you looked like you were snoring.
Yeah.
You weren't. Yeah, it was that face. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, your frowny face.
It was, very sticky in my mouth. Dry and sticky.
Yeah, well,
in my mouth. What do we got? We're Austin. Austin, here we come. Mm-hmm. That's the plan. I think by the end of the year, we're looking at getting to Austin. And at least renting a place for 6 months and checking out the comedy scene because it's going on out there. It was so fun. Everybody was really cool. It felt like an actual city where they're intentionally doing a lot of comedy.
It felt, you know what Austin feels like? It feels like a city that you can participate in.
Yeah.
It's not a city that's going to swallow you whole. And that's how I feel about big cities. That's why I don't like them. I feel like it's just going to swallow me whole. But
and Phoenix just feels like it's like, don't look at me or something. Like, don't, you're not here to enjoy yourself. Phoenix feels like the government. And Austin feels like your bros.
No. You're
like, hey, bros, let's go hang out.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone's happy in Austin. They like their lives. People are just trying to one up each other here.
We don't know that for sure.
That's true. I mean, 5 days, we're pros.
Yeah. We sound like those idiot early 20-year-olds that are like, I just took a trip for 1 month to go work on a lake building job, and I am so different now. I'm so different.
I'm so much better than you.
And.
No, I'm just, you know. I'm just getting in the perfect position, baby. And I...
Yeah, if you keep backing up, you're going to be out of frame.
Well, oh shit, should I come?
Well, that's why I had you sitting there in the first place.
What do you mean you had me? I sit where I want, baby.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, you sit where you want. That's right.
I'm starting a new thing where I'm tucking my shirt in under my bra in the back.
Oh, yeah, how's that working?
Well, it comes undone.
Why are you doing that?
Because I like the look how it like falls in the front and then it's like up in the back.
Oh, okay.
It's like a...
Is that a look or are you starting this look? Is that like a thing people do?
I think some people do it.
I don't know. You think some people do it? I think not.
I have this memory when I was in elementary school, and one day, I mean, I was probably like, I don't know, 10, 11, and I had a thought. I was like, you know, I don't want to look in the mirror when I get up in the morning. I'm just going to get up and get ready and go to school. And I did that this one day.
Yeah.
And I only did it once. Yeah. And I said to my friends that I was like bragging about it. And they were like, you need to look in a mirror.
And?
I don't remember looking in the mirror after that. I don't remember what I looked like. But I do know that I, from now on, always looked in the mirror before I left.
Probably your hair was just messy.
Probably. Yeah. Yeah. I probably didn't brush it. Kind of like today. I just put a hat on today.
Yeah. Low hat. Nobody can see your face. You have zero design. There we go. Oh, there she is.
Hey.
No one look. She's just a talking mouth. Mouth, nose, and that's it.
Hey, question for you.
Ready?
What is a spiritualist? What do you think a spiritualist?
A spiritualist?
Mm-hmm.
Like, a spiritualist, well, is someone who is interested in spiritualism.
Well, okay, no. Give me a definition without using the word in the definition.
A spiritualist.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a ritualist who dances with spears.
You're close.
Spiritualist.
So the reason why I bring this up is because my dad came by today, paid us a little visit, and he has shared with us, you know, he's got a friend.
Yeah.
Who has a spiritualist. A
yeah.
And her spiritualist says that, thinks that I'm going to try to break them up.
Right. Well, when we're talking about a spiritualist in that sense, that is a bullshitter. That's what those people are called.
Exactly. Because here's what I was thinking. I'm like, so this woman that's dating my dad, who's 5 years younger than 6 years younger than me.
We should mention
her wonderful spiritualist.
We have to mention how much younger she is than he. Go ahead.
Yeah.
28 years.
28 years younger than he is. So,
but I mean, he gets an attaboy, but it's not your girlfriend.
As I was vacuuming earlier, my mind was wandering. I was like, I feel like she needs a new spiritualist because I think she's getting bullshitted. I mean, if you tell me that you're dating somebody 30 years older than you and his daughter is older than you, I'm going to tell you, oh, that daughter's going to try to break you guys up.
Right. That's not a spiritualist.
That daughter sees right through this.
That's just somebody paying attention to how things usually go.
Yeah.
And yeah, unless, and to be, we have to clarify, he's not like a billionaire. You know, if he was a billionaire, then it makes sense.
That's what my aunt laughed when I said, I think she's after his money. She's like, he has money?
Yeah,
so
I mean.
Here's the definition of a spiritualist. And
should I actually try? Okay, a spiritualist is someone who is esoterically inclined and uses their feelings and emotions to guide their behavior in life.
No.
Well, I'm right.
I think this definition comes from like the early 20th century with the big spiritualist movement when there are a lot of seances and people claiming they could talk to the dead. That's when the spiritualism movement came upon us. And so the definition of a spiritualist is a person who believes that the spirits of the dead can communicate with the living, often through a medium.
Oh, a spiritualist has to believe in communicating with the dead.
Yes.
Oh.
Which really solidifies what I was saying, is that she practices voodoo.
And it solidifies what I'm saying, which is she's dumb. I'm pretty sure you cannot speak to the dead. You can speak at the memory of someone who has moved on, but I think anyone who thinks that they're getting messages from the other side is uncomfortable with reality.
Well, I mean, there was that one woman who was my Airbnb guest who could talk to the dead, but it was only when she had a few beers in her. I wish I was making that up. It's very true. She, because when we're talking and then she's like, do you want me to talk to your mom for you? And I was like, I don't know. And then a little bit of time went by and then she took a nap and then she got up from her nap. And I was like, you know what? I think I want you to talk to my mom for me.
And she, was
and
like,
she goes, okay, I need a couple of beers.
yeah, that sounds like, you know, you got to loosen up to really enhance your imagination. Like, I mean, when I've had a couple beers, that's when like my jokes will kind of start flowing. So maybe she's tapping into, you know, that's how you make stuff up.
Mm-hmm. You just binge on something. You
chuck a couple of cold, screaming cold beers down your throat. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, that makes sense. Spiritualist. All right.
Yeah, she was a spiritualist.
Well, in a breaking news update.
Uh-oh.
My Chinese shipment is set to arrive this upcoming week. Yep. And
any day now.
No taxes in addition have been levied.
I'm so excited. Who are you going to rent a forklift from?
Yeah, probably Home Depot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, actually, they don't have any. I have to go to Sun State. Boy.
Oh, it's really...
Technology.
Something else today, huh?
Push the power button. You got to aim it at the lower right corner of the TV. Technology. Technologia. Okay. TV's off. Fuck. Is it like because my brain is glitching? Oh, look, it's back.
What the heck? I mean, first of all, if you have to tell somebody how to like use a remote, I mean, it's probably an old TV.
What do you mean?
I mean,
oh, how to point
I
it?
I think I know how to, what the power button is.
Well, but you have to point it at the lower right corner.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Something. Uh-oh.
There we go.
There we go.
All right, let's see if it turns itself back on again. What is happening? So the phone fuzzed out on the, it'll be mm-hmm. glitched. We're going to chop it together. And then when it was, after it was fuzzy, then it was just black on the screen. So it was like no recording until I disconnected and reconnected the button on the screen, and then it was fine.
Yeah, we got to just start believing.
I believe.
I think.
Look, I'm a believer. I believe in it. I believe in gas prices being $2.58 in Austin, Texas, versus $4 here or mm-hmm. $3.50 right now. A dollar cheaper? That's pretty good.
I believe in wildflowers growing everywhere.
Oh, I believe in taking a daisy into space and
oh,
then comparing
no,
it to my
that.
Daughter. And then,
you know what? Those women who went in space, I bet their hobby is going to brunch. I bet
yeah.
that's their hobby.
Well,
brunch.
One of them's hobby is spending Mr. Bezos' money.
On brunch.
Yeah.
Is it starting again?
It
get out of town. I'm freaking out.
All right. Turn it off again. It's turning itself on. And there's no reason
what
for it.
What the heck?
Oh, you know what? It's connected to the computer in the other room. The computer in the other room is still telling it what to do. So we're going to connect it to this computer. Guys, this is a very exciting episode here that we're bringing
Ray figures
to you.
Out technology.
Technology. Yeah, extended. And then we'll just, it's going to be trees. All right. Okay, trees it is.
Where were we when there was, is it your, somewhere that the radio kept turning on just randomly?
No, there's a story. So when I, this is actually kind of a crazy story. So I once had to deal with the remains of a man who killed himself and his dog. Okay. Great podcast material. Okay. There was an old guy that was my neighbor out at Harmony Hollow.
Oh, we lived out there
together. He had his little compound, which was kind of a shed, but he also had a couple of nice little trailers and he lived there. He was there forever. He was kind of grandfathered in with the property. He knew the previous owner and helped the guy kind of build up Harmony Hollow to be the little compound that it was. And then that person, the owner, died, was murdered. And so the family kind of kept him on, agreed to let him stay there in exchange for taking care of the property because their brother died there. And so, you know, they started a trust and said, all right, we're going to keep Harmony Hollow and John Woodjack can stay there as long as he wants. Well, I rented the house at one point because I'm friends with the guys that were also taking care of the place. I've known John Woodjack since I was a little boy. And while I was out there, he started getting old and his health was failing. And he would often say to the previous tenant, as well as to myself, that when it gets too bad, he's going to off himself. And okay. I said, okay. So he threatened this a lot. In the days leading up to him doing it, actually in the weeks leading up to it, his knees had gotten really, really bad. And so I was checking on him on a regular basis, checked in on him like every day, a couple times a day, just pop my head over and say, hey. And over time he started getting a little better and he started like walking again and getting around. And he was like, the minute I can't get up into my own trailer, I'm gonna off myself. And I'm just like, John, I hear you. And I have hope that you don't feel the need to do that, but I understand your position. So he was getting better and feeling better and in higher spirits. So I'm like, okay, you know, his knees are, the swelling is going down. He's doing better. So I don't check on him for one day. And then maybe it was like 2 days. And I'm like, oh, you know what? I need to go check on John. He wasn't like quite right next door. I had to walk over to his little compound. And so I go over and I see through the fence that he is on his cot outside. And so is his dog right next to him. And the scene is clearly what it is. So I call 911 and I meet the sheriffs out there. Sheriff's department is, you know, they have to investigate. So obviously I'm the one that called it in. They're eyeing me as their suspect, of course, which I didn't recognize until we were on our way over. And then they made me walk in front of them so that they could see me, which I was like, oh, I see. I'm being looked at, right? And it was so weird because the shadows, the sun was setting behind us. We're walking, you know, towards the east, which is where his compound was in relation to the house where I met the cops. And the sun is in the west and it's setting. And all I see is my shadow and then just like 7 police officers' shadows behind me. And I was like, wow, what a weird thing to be like locked in my memory. And so we go up. And they investigate. They quickly see, yep, no, this is clear suicide. So they kind of wrap it up, and they wrap his trailer in caution tape. Well, he had left some music playing. He'd left this like old timey kind of French violin music, kind of stuff that reminds me of like you'll hear it in like war movies, like that kind of stuff. Sounds like the end of the movie is what this kind of soundtrack. Sort of that was playing. It was on a loop. So I'm after the cops all go, they've buttoned up the trailer. It says, you know, do not enter because they don't, you know, the next people to go in there are the rightful heirs of his stuff. And I try to be as respectful as possible with everybody's things, living or dead. I'm not interested in rooting through other people's stuff. You know, I have everything that I need. If I need something else, I buy it, but I don't go through people's stuff because I believe in privacy. I don't like people going through my stuff. So even in his posthumous state, I was like, okay, I'm not going. Well, that night I'm in the house and I can hear the music playing from his trailer. And so I'm like
Ooh. And you're, wait, hold on, you're in your house?
I'm at the, I'm living
and
out there.
And he's not even next door to you, you said.
Well, he, it's next door, but it's a walk. It's like his trailer would be, I don't know, 50 yards. So 150 feet from the house. So far enough that during the day when there's a little bit of noise, you know, the everything gets drowned out. But at night, it gets really, really quiet out there. Mm. And I can just hear the music sort of drifting over. And it's kind of overwhelming because the property is way out at the end of the street. I'm alone out there at the end of the street. And it's like the preserve is right there. So it's, you know, it's kind of a creepy vibe at this point. Especially now, I'm totally alone. And so I go out to his trailer and I cut the caution tape. And I open the door and I push the power button and I turn off the music and then I close the door and the music starts back up and I'm like, nope, 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 nope. We're not doing this. And I open the door and I fucking turn it off and I watch the thing turn off all the way and I go, okay. And I close the door and it turns on again. And I just go, nope. And I just unplug it. And that worked. But I was like halfway expecting it to turn back on.
That would be good.
But it's like, I do wonder if that was just a faulty power button. It just has a faulty power button. It could be that simple. Or is it that there is some energy left behind and I was turning off the music? And he wanted the music on. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, you're going to have to fucking plug it in there,
Yeah. Really going to have to step it up if you want this music to play.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a crazy story.
That is kind of a crazy mm-hmm. story. I got a really cool song out of that. I'll have to find it. It's on my phone somewhere. I'll play it for mm-hmm. you at some point.
Please do.
It's kind of creepy and eerie, but it's mm-hmm. very cool. Like oftentimes some of that cool music is just that. Mm-hmm. It's just that real delicate dance between living and not living. Mm-hmm. So that was fun. Let's talk about more of that stuff. So yeah, as far as the ghosts and communicating with the dead, that's what brought that up. Mm-hmm. I don't think people can actually communicate with the dead people. I don't think it happens. I would love to see it, but I don't think it's real.
I don't know. I want to believe it's true, but all evidence points to no. Not really.
That they're so, make-believing.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
making believe.
Yeah.
Like make-believe is, it's right there in the title.
There are a couple of, like, there's a woman that my aunt speaks to every now and then. And the things that this woman says, like she says things that really nobody would know. But also my aunt is known for her storytelling. So.
Right. And yes, there is a way for them to know. They probably got the information out of her and she forgot that she gave
maybe.
It to them.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's how mentalists do it. Mm-hmm. They are not predicting anything. They're asking you and you're telling them in some way. Either mm-hmm. your face is telling them or, you know, your body language, you know, your posture, a cock of your head. You're answering their questions and then they extrapolate and they have a few guesses and then they see which guess got you and then they talk about that guess and it's like it just sounds like I mean
a magic trick.
It that's exactly what I think really yeah. is going on.
Yeah. Yeah. Ever since I heard that podcast of Houdini, of him versus all the spiritualists in the early 20th century, yeah. I'm like, "Oh, maybe it is all bullshit."
Yeah, and where cuz he had a very what was it? He had a specific code word that, was it like that she supposedly, he and his wife were very into it. And then they agreed that there was a certain word
yes.
that if one of them dies before the other one, that's the word that the spiritualist has to say. And the spiritualist couldn't say it.
Yeah, none of them would say
couldn't bring it up.
Yeah.
Because you're not actually talking to the dead. I dated a girl. I never wanted to date another girl before you. I very deeply regret every single one. So I'm sorry about that. But no, whose mother basically runs the girl I dated, her brother died when he was 14. And their whole family has not moved on. Mm. The mom keeps the room the way that it was. And they talk to him still.
Oh, no.
And they believe he talks to them.
Oh, no.
And she has started a whole charitable organization calling, I can't remember what it's called, but it's essentially helping other parents deal with the loss of their child. But it, so on the surface, that sounds like such a nice thing. But over time, it took me a while to dig into what she actually does, which is provide mediums to talk to people's dead children.
No. So it is the... Oh, that's not helping them cope.
Opposite.
And move on.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, no. And so...
I can't date you anymore.
I backed out of it. So it was, the people in the house were mother, father, and two daughters that all survived, right? It wasn't like a horrible incident. He died from altitude poisoning.
Oh, really?
Yeah, at base camp.
That was deadly.
Yeah, well, depending. Some people's brains can't deal with it. And it's like you die very quickly. But anyway, so they, they think that he's communicating with them, even though he passed away at Mount Everest. So it's like, did he come back to the house? Did he fly on back? Like, how does it, is he now everywhere? Like,
that kind of stuff kind of bothers me a little bit in a different way than it bothers you. The whole charitable organization is something completely different, but I do believe in life after death. I do believe there's a spirit and it goes on a journey after this life. And I think eventually, if you want to reincarnate, you might reincarnate back into this earth, but...
She said reincarnate.
Reincarnate. Well, I don't have a lot of time. Reincarnate asada. So, but when you're constantly communicating with the dead like that, past when it's time, I think that in a way kind of keeps their spirit stuck in that spot instead of letting it carry on and move on. Like, you have to let it go. I really, truly.
Well, I agree that it keeps something stuck. I think. But I mean, obviously, I don't really think that it works like that. So I think it's more that she gets stuck. She sticks his spirit in her mind and won't move on past it. And so I think that that's a real hang up. But I think that it doesn't affect him at all anymore. My opinion. But I mean, obviously, we don't know. So I don't have a hard opinion on it. I have some pretty hard anti-opinions on it.
Yeah,
I think that if to whomever thinks they know what happens when we die, you're wrong.
Well, I'm right. Yeah. Nobody knows. I mean, it's just what feels right inside to you and
to make you feel good. Yeah, but that's not making her feel good.
No,
that's not.
That's
letting
go. That's
holding
on to That's holding on to the past,
to your trauma and pain. And I'll tell you what, that whole family
define you, and
that whole family is like kind of fucked up because it's like. There is no way that all four of them believe that same thing. There's no way.
Like
in
somebody,
life,
yeah.
If you asked them separately and they didn't have that trauma to deal with, the loss of their close loved one, there's no way they all say, yeah, I believe this. There's just no way. It cannot be 100%. Somebody, they're all just basically placating mom, I think. Boy, it's dangerous.
Very dangerous.
Dangerous.
Man. All right. What else we got?
So that's a really cool story. Let's keep talking about death. Hey, how funny. So my bomb with me idea. I'm telling you, the zeitgeist is real. The page to stage. Oh, did I already do that on the podcast? Page to stage?
No, you told me this, but we haven't talked about it on the podcast.
Mark Normand has a new podcast where... He takes you through a joke where the first time he tells it on stage and it doesn't do well until eventually, so actually from the page. So he starts with an idea and then records himself going up until it's a killer piece of material, which I'm like, God, that is so close to my bomb with me idea. It's just, I really am excited about just doing the comedy thing out there. I think that it's... I want to catch these jokes faster than everybody else. And that's the game. It's like,
well, you do. And like you do come up with jokes quite a bit. And then I hear And you're really good about keeping up with current events. And that's what a lot of your jokes are about, is like what's actually happening in the world around us. And so because your jokes are about that, we always hear other comedians talking about the same topics and they're just skirting around your punchlines.
Yeah, bottom of the barrel. Mm-hmm. I just pray that he makes it through one more Easter.
Yeah.
And then
nobody got the punchline of that.
Monday.
Yeah.
I think that the comedian got it as he read it. Because he goes, I just prayed that the Pope makes it through one more. Oh, one more Easter. God, he's like, fuck you, Ray. What do you
That was fun. That was fun. Got to see Ari Matty.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I liked him better in that small room. And I love him. He's one of my favorite regulars on Kill Tony, and I thought he was less egotistical in that small room, and I liked that.
Yeah, he was definitely high as fuck.
He was.
Yeah. That boy was on edibles.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that.
I think he even said, I'm on 100 milligrams of edibles.
Like, oh my God. Yeah, he's killing it. No, you belong out there, baby. You need to like tell your jokes. You don't have anywhere to tell them. And it's like, it sucks that your one chance to even have a chance is on Sundays at a specific time. God forbid if you miss that specific time.
Which I already did.
Which you did.
Today.
And it fucking sucks, you know, like you should have.
I mean, I could still go down there and get on the standby list, but it's not like going downtown and knowing that there are 8 open mics going on a Tuesday that you can get on and that there's one, you know, that there are multiple comedy clubs in a row, in a strip where they're trying to do comedy and the people want to do it too. And yeah, I think it'll be just fun to like have a little crew of, you know, homies that try to make each other laugh, and
they better have cool girlfriends.
I mean, yeah, boy, gosh. That's not what comedians have. They girlfriends is not what they have. They
we'll
have
see how long I stick around
each other. Yeah. No, I'm sure we'll find some cool people.
Yeah, I know.
We rented some bird scooters and went way too far.
Won't do that again.
Did you know that when you go onto a sidewalk on a bird scooter, it slows down to below walking speed? So slow, I kept feeling I'm like about to fall off this thing.
5 miles an hour is the speed.
I think 3.
Mine said 5, but it could have been 3.
You had a readout?
Yeah, you didn't have a readout on yours? You didn't have a readout?
I don't think the readout was working. Oh. Or maybe I just didn't look down at the post.
I don't know.
But yeah, we rented bird scooters for 1 hour, and it is 50 cents a minute. It'll be so fun to have my electric bike out there and just go ripping around. Mm-hmm. And go check shit out.
Yeah.
It'll be nice to downsize some stuff, actually sell some shit that I don't need and use.
I have a little bit of anxiety, not just really low level, kind of like, what the fuck am I going to do with my house? I do kind of feel like it's starting to feel more of like a burden once we get closer to, you know, the second half of the year, I think.
Well, you don't have to do anything right away. So we'll get out there, check it out for 6 months, see how your place goes, if it rents itself out and that cleaning lady takes good care of it and it's paying for itself, then it makes sense to keep it.
Yeah. What I could do is I could try to just rent it long term, fully furnished. But this is a boring conversation. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm a little bit nervous.
It's not boring. It's selling your house.
I do not recommend buying a house as a single woman
at the top of the market
when the market is really high and interest rates are high.
I mean the thought
of renting, just I felt darkness inside. I just did not want that. What I, you know, retrospect looking back is always different.
Yeah, you can't beat yourself up. You did the right thing. It was the only thing you were looking to do at the time, and you did it.
Yeah.
And you're in a unique position. Ooh, let's talk about the Payson House. Fuck you, Wesley. Fuck you, Wesley. Fuck, motherfucker. Fucking fuck yeah. Good job, baby.
Thank you. Thank you. So for an update, we had another court hearing. This was our, I believe, third appearance in front of this judge.
Let's do a little backstory on what you're doing.
Okay. So my grandfather passed away in 2021, January of 2021.
How many years ago is that? 4 years. Over and 4 years change. Ago. Yeah.
Yeah. 3 months after that, my mom passed away. So during that 3 months before she unexpectedly passed, she was trying to find my grandfather's trust. And instead of just like going directly to my grandfather's girlfriend, she hired a lawyer and all of this stuff because, you know, there's bad blood in the family. Anyways, fast forward, my mom passes on. I start to try to find the trust. I'm convinced like I need to just leave it alone for a little while.
And the family's pushing back. They, for whatever reason,
they
don't
want you. They
blocked
the rest of the family. They refused to let us see the trust. They had the trust. It was clear that his girlfriend was the executor because she had access to his lockbox and his bank account, but we had no proof. Anyway, so fast forward, she passes away. And I do a little bit of digging, find out that the property, the vacation home, I guess you could call it, which has been in my family for multiple generations, is still listed under the name of the family trust. So it hasn't changed. Taxes haven't been paid. I make some phone calls. They haven't been paying electricity. Electricity is even under a false name. All this weird stuff. So I...
Well, it turns out your mother, due to the, you know, the way that things unraveled, that your mom actually was going to be inheriting 40% of the property.
Yes. And she thought that she was going to get 100% of that property, which is why she was digging so hard to find the paper and which is why I picked it up afterwards. But a lot of people in the family thought that they were getting that property, but she was the only one who really was closest to
it. But the bottom line was what he left it to was 60% goes to Wesley, who is the son of a family ruining woman who moved in and took your grandfather's inheritance from your parents, essentially. And so, but the let's just wrap it up and say that Wesley has been fighting you or dragging his feet on doing his duties as the executor, which is to either buy you out for 40% or you to agree that you get 40% of use access if that's what you desire, or you to sell it and 40% goes to you and 60% goes to him. And you started fighting it in court, litigating on your own behalf, acting as your own counsel. Even though he has a lawyer, you have done more work and your presentation has been far more professional every single time. And on this last meeting, actually the previous meeting, they were given deadlines to meet and gave an excuse for why they didn't already have it done. And then on this meeting, they tried to give the same excuse for this failed deadline. And the judge is fed up with it, totally is on your side, which you are absolutely in the right. And the point of all of this is to say, sometimes justice actually gets served when you go to the legal system and they recognize that you are being mishandled, legally mishandled by a responsible party, and they're telling them to fucking do it. And I guarantee they're not going to do it, and you are going to be awarded executorship. That's my bet.
Yeah, I just want my portion of the inheritance and then move on. But we both know that there's a chance that's not going to happen. So, you know, if I do have to become an executor, I will hire a lawyer and I will make sure that I get paid back in all of the time and effort that I've had to put forth into this for years. I've gone through so much.
Well, it's just crazy.
I've gone through so much with this.
The message here is, yeah, don't just give up. Anybody who just rolls over and gives up, that's how you lose. When you dig in and you say, you know what, I'm going to fight for this. I think you're doing it wrong. And if you don't do it right, I'm going to involve the courts. Like when we went and visited him, his pig-eyed stare at you made me want to fucking slap him so hard with his beady little fucking tiny pupils that you could just see. It's just, I look at this guy and I think to myself, here's an ignorant fuck, like with just insane, just his face just, you mm-hmm. should, you got no right to be here. And you're like, actually, I own 40% of this. And he's like, huh? And it's like, you don't even fucking know, man.
Well, but, even so, before that, even before I had the privilege of meeting you, I went through an eviction, like before I even had the trust and knew who what belonged to what, I became the executor of my grandfather's estate through a very long legal process. And I was able to do it because nobody came forth with the trust prior to that. So I just said, there is no will, there is no trust, not that I know of. So I need to be in charge. And my whole family fought me on this because they thought I was doing something sneaky. I knew it was the only way to get through this, the cheapest way anyways. We only surfaced the trust after I started to go through an eviction process with him. I even had a locksmith go to the house to change the lock.
All of a sudden, the trust turns up.
All of a sudden.
Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put a little pressure on people who are dragging their feet if they're trying to steal your property from you. Mm-hmm. Didn't pay the taxes. You paid those. Still didn't pay the taxes. Again, this year, he still has failed to pay the taxes. Or oh, no, they finally
taxes
did.
Taxes are paid this year. Yeah. I have been paid back for the 2 years that I paid taxes for. So all that is good now.
And he inherited a bunch of shit and then bought an expensive razor and now doesn't have money to fucking pay. Mm-mm. It's like, God, people are just... But anyway, congratulations, babe, on that, because that's been a hard-fought battle, and you'll have hopefully a resolution here in the next, coming couple weeks?
Yeah, I need to look at my dates again, but yeah, I think it's about 2 weeks. We'll know.
We may be in another country during this call.
Maybe.
We'll have to look at that. We got some scuba diving coming up. Oop. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Well, anyway, we're at about an hour. This has been a real one. Mm-hmm. This has been a technology. Technology. All right. Well, we promise we'll have some fun stuff for next week. Check out Just Your Shorts this week, Tuesday and Thursday. We'll have some updates on the news. And, until then, we love you. Bye.
Bye.